Okay, I'm going to call to order the Towner Discovery Bay Communications Committee. It is 3:30 on Wednesday. And I would like to ask if there's any teleconference listeners or residents on the line so we can include you in the discussion. I'm hearing none. If someone happens to get online a little later, we'll address it at that time. Can I have a roll call, please?
Let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, and at this particular point in the meeting, it's time for public comments. Being that we are a teleconference and I'm not hearing anyone on the line at this moment, we're going to close public comments. If need be, we'll reopen to let the public participate. The next item is to approve the draft minutes of our meeting of May 6th. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We'll do a roll call on future votes. Okay, the next item is a discussion regarding our annual water quality report. I'll return that to staff.
Yes, and I'll have my executive assistant, Maddie Cabrera, come up and tell you about the water quality report. She's the one that actually put it together for us.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here to report on the completion of our Consumer Confidence Report, also known as the Annual Drinking Water Quality Report for the Town of Discovery Bay for the reporting year of 2019. In front of you, you should have a 11x17 tri-fold pamphlet. It's also available online for anyone listening at the district's website. If you just type in water quality report or annual water quality report in the search bar, it will pop up. The EPA requires community water systems to deliver a CCR annually to our customers. These reports provide our residents with information about local drinking water quality. I'm proud to share that our drinking water continues to comply with and surpass both state and federal standards for drinking water. By law, the CCR must be distributed by mail or other delivery methods no later than July 1st and reported to the Water Board for certification of distribution by October 1st, 2020. We have completed both the distribution and certification by mailing this pamphlet out to over 7,200 of our local residents who are both homeowners and tenants in Discovery Bay. We have also shared the CCR report on the internet by posting it on the district's website located at www.todb.ca.gov. To highlight conservation efforts, this year we have focused on our Eye on Water program. Eye on Water gives residents direct access to their water usage details and provides tools to help conserve water and detect leaks. We currently have Eye on Water sign-up details printed at the bottom of every water bill and have also highlighted this initiative on the inside fold of the CCR pamphlet. So if you open up the pamphlet, the first thing you should see right on the inside would be Eye on Water. It states finding leaks just got easier with Eye on Water. So it's a free service that we provide to all of our residents, and we've highlighted this initiative on the inside fold of the pamphlet. We currently have 721 users registered for Eye on Water, and since mailing this out, we will be monitoring the number of users to manage the effectiveness of our campaign. One takeaway learning this year was we learned that the town of Discovery Bay is considered to be a small community water system with less than 10,000 meters. That means that we're able to take advantage of a more environmentally responsible delivery method by eliminating the paper pamphlets, and we can send out a postcard and direct people to the full report online. So instead of having to mail out a whole pamphlet, we can direct them to the full report online, and that'll help us conserve with printing costs and also just make it more environmentally friendly, and it's available year-round on the website. This year's report is available online at the district's website, along with it's already reported on the EPA and Water Board website. So if you want to go on there, you can double check and type in your zip code, and this will pop up. Thank you for your time, and please let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah, you answered the question I was going to ask, okay. And that is, I know that these are expensive, and I was wondering whether there were state requirements that we had to do this, and you just gave us an answer that we could say
right.
next year we can do
next year we can take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So
Thank you very much. Excellent report.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, with that, we'll now go to discussion item D2, Community Center Facebook page update.
Right, we'll bring Monica up, the park and community center manager.
Good afternoon. Facebook, we are excited because we've got logins, we're starting to post things, hoping to get the word out there, letting people know to check that for information. Took a video of the dog park. People are liking it, commenting on it. Some classes that in the future, because we can't do those quite yet, but we will. So just a good way for us to get the word out there to the community to check out for information.
Great.
Any questions about Facebook? Anything?
Do you know how many current followers we have?
I don't know how many. I'm new at this. Social media is not my big thing, but I've learned it, and I was real happy and excited to see the people commenting on what we have on there and liking it, but I can find that out.
Yeah, it would be good to start tracking that and maybe see if there's trends and what we do to increase.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you very much. And with that, we'll move to D3, a discussion regarding the COVID-19 reopening update.
That's me again.
Okay.
Well, it changed a touch. We were planning tomorrow to begin with Zumba classes, some things like that, following the restrictions, only limiting a certain number of people, everything to stay in compliant. Got registrations, everybody was real excited, and the new order came out on Monday that those things the county was allowing to open July 1, bars, indoor dining, indoor museums, things like that, they postponed and have given no date yet as to when that will happen. So
my best guess is December 1st.
Oh, thank you. That really cheered me up. So most of my report was going to be excited to tell you what we were doing and how everybody was excited, but I will say that everyone that I've had to contact to cancel has been really kind and grateful that we were on it the minute the county said we could. We were on top of it, and they were really, really appreciative of that. So that's good news. I'm happy to say we still can keep the community garden, tennis courts, and dog park open right now, and they're getting used beautifully. Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 7:30 to 11:30 is what we're doing currently. So that seems to be working really well. It's real hot in the afternoon, and it's kind of a ghost town around here. So, you know, movies in the park, just wanted to give you an update on that. Maybe in the fall we can try and do that. Weather cool off, we'll just have to see. I'm constantly reading and keeping up with other cities and townships are doing to kind of get see what the trend is out there, and we're right on with everybody else. So that's good news. Barbecue areas, at this point, people can start renting those. Playground is still closed, but at least folks can get up there and use those services. And I'm really excited to let you know that we purchased new windscreens for 6 of our tennis courts here. They are ripped and shredded and laying on the ground, and they're a mess. And so we had some money left in the budget, so those have been on order, and we should get those in the next 2 weeks, hopefully. We'll get those up, our crew will install them, so there was some savings there. So we're really excited about that. And I spoke to Tony Fontenot. He and I have been in close contact. They were supposed to have the Rad Kids camp here, and that's not happening any longer either. So that sums it up. Any questions for me?
Nope, sounds like you tried the best you could to coordinate everything, and the rug got pulled out from underneath that.
It did.
Along with everybody.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, we'll have a discussion regarding the signboard.
Just want to give you an update on the signboard. We're training more people to be able to put things on the signboard. Our signboard policy is working out well. We have had people apply, and some we've had to turn down because they're not in compliance, but some that are in compliance, we've had their promotions up there. Right now, we're utilizing the signboard to alert the community regarding the algae issue. That's also on our website. We're also using them to alert them to the fact that the fireworks are illegal. That's a problem this year, and with a limited response of the fire department, we felt it was a nice safety message to put on the board. Whether it'll do any good, we know discovery day. The other thing about the signboard, I just went to a presentation on a Feet First campaign, and the Feet First campaign is being launched to say rather than diving head first into the Delta, go feet first, because we have had some of our residents some severe injuries, etc. So when that campaign launches, we'll do a short stint on the electronic signboard to refer people to our website. So we're looking at not only getting the messages out about what's going on in terms of our water and wastewater and safety issues there, but also general safety issues affecting our community. Questions?
No, I think that's that's good information. Maybe we could have at the next communications meeting, maybe a summary of a list of all the nonprofits or whoever had taken out time on the board and things like, so we can actually see, the rest of the board members can see how active and proactive the signboard's been.
I don't think you'd get much of it. I can tell you right now, nobody's doing any programming, so there's nothing on there for.
That's true.
I mean, we'd have to go back to last year, and I can tell you there was probably only about two or three things on there.
Right.
So I can tell you not much is going on.
All right. Well, then we'll reserve those needed information after COVID has been released.
Yes.
I just have one comment. Originally, it talked about doing some type of beautification around the sign or some planting. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to derail Bill and his other projects, but let's keep that on the list. Eventually, if it ever makes it around the corner, to get the sign up as well.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. With that, do we have any other future agenda items? Seeing none, let me check one more time and ask through the teleconference if there's any general public out there listening, if they have a comment for us. Getting no response at this point, we're going to adjourn the meeting.